Lecture topic, acceptance through taqwa.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Watlu alayhim naba'a ibnai adama bilhaqq. إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين صدق الله العظيم. Most respected علماء الكرام, brothers and elders. Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, that relate the incidents to them so that they may contemplate, they may ponder, they may reflect. So the incidents meaning incidents of the past, of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of the nations of the past, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned many in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, narrate this, relate these to him, to them. Because this is not just for the sake of just some history, but لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, for contemplation, for pondering, for reflection. And so that by reflecting, by pondering, one will take the message and the lessons therefrom. And taking the lessons means that what is to be applied then in our lives, we apply it. What we have to take note of in the sense that we have to now become conscious about something, we become conscious about it. If it means we have to take the lesson about what should be abandoned from our lives, we should abandon it. What has to be enhanced within ourselves, we must enhance it. That is what the purpose of these incidents mentioned in the Quran Sharif are, that we apply these lessons in our lives. So among the many incidents that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif is the incident about the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this particular incident, it is part of it is about the offering of Qurbani. So we are just fresh out of the days of Qurbani. And it's still very, very much with us in so many ways. So therefore, on that note, it is very pertinent to take the lessons from this particular incident. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions this incident about وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that relate to them the incident of the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Bilhaq, truthfully. The two sons of Adam alayhi salam, so the sons Habil and Qabil. So Allah Ta'ala says, relate their incident truthfully. So who is being addressed? The primary address is to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi sallam. And there cannot be even a possibility of any lie, let alone any lie, even any exaggeration of any sort, coming onto the Mubarak tongue of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being the Masoom Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are Masoom, so there was no possibility of even the waswasa of any lie coming on. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that relate this truthfully, it is for the ummah to take the lesson. That when Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being addressed, being masoom, being sinless, would there no possibility of any lie, let alone a lie, any exaggeration coming, and yet Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being addressed in this manner. So what extent of emphasis this now will hold for the ummah, for his followers, for those who are now going to receive this lesson of the Quran Sharif from him and through him. So this is an extremely important aspect. Every day we're relating something or the other, some incident or the other, some matter or the other, there's some complaint about somebody or the other. It might be the husband sometimes complaining about his wife, and sometimes the wife complaining about the husband. Sometimes parents are complaining about their children, and even sometimes children are complaining about their parents. And whatever other incidents and things happen that we relate to somebody or the other, so the very fundamental aspect the Quran Sharif is highlighting, and highlighting it by way of addressing it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when the masoom Nabi of Allah ta'ala is being addressed in this manner, so we are not masoom in any way. We are full of weaknesses and full of faults and sins. So how much we should be very cautious and very careful. So Allah ta'ala is saying, relate it truthfully. Truthfully, one is there must not be any fabrication involved at all. That is obviously completely out of the question. And then together with that, while no fabrication, there must be no exaggeration. There must be no exaggeration. Because it is sometimes how something is related that can just cause a problem to escalate, which doesn't really warrant that. It is how it was related that sometimes somebody takes some action on the manner in how it was related, not exactly on the facts of the matter, but on the way how it was related. Now somebody is becoming hysterical and they are relating something, and the person who is hearing it is not listening to what is being said, he's looking at the hysterics. He's observing the hysterics and he's not even listening to what was said. But that hysterical relation of that incident was sometimes just because of whatever the person now deliberately overdid it, or because of some other unrelated issues which now just overwhelmed the person. Not about the issue at hand. So now all these things sometimes then take things which are relatively small, make it very big. So this is an extremely important lesson which the Quran Sharif is highlighting. And no word, now this one word, bil haq. There's not a dot in the Quran Sharif that is superfluous, that is just an extra thing, that is just by the way. It just came along. Never, nothing just came along. Everything, every dot, every letter has a lesson in it for us. So in this one word, Allah highlighted such a great important point for us. You relate something, bil haq, truthfully. Without any fabrication, without any exaggeration. So in any case, Allah Ta'ala says, relate this incident to them. So, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي نَبَأَ أَبْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. There are many details to the incident, but just the crux of it, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his two sons, now just to get into the very core of the actual issue, that the one son was to have married a certain girl and the other son another girl. But this Qabil, he was not happy about the choice that he had to marry. So he became jealous over the choice that Habil had. And he refused now that, no, I am not going to go for this. I will marry the girl that Habil has been, now that this is sort of his decree for him, I want to marry her. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he knew full well that this is how it must happen, that who has been sort of, that has been decided for him, that's what's going to happen. He said, but okay, fine, you want it to be cleared in a more definitive manner, so let's bring some divine intervention in the matter. And the divine intervention will be this, that both of you put forward an offering. Qurban is qarraba qurbanan. Offer a sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. Now in the general sense of the word, qurban is an offering, something that brings one close to another. Qurb. And it means in the case of ibadat, some act of ibadat which a person does to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. So it is anything, whether it is some sadaqah the person gave, whether it is some animal he sacrificed, whether it's some other action, then it's a separate ibadat, the ibadat of udhiyah and qurbani as we know it, which are in the specific days of Qurbani and wajib upon the person who has nisab, and that it must fulfill certain criteria, that kind of animal, etc. That is a special ibadat. That is wajib in the days of Udhiya, in the days of Qurbani, the 10th, 11th and 12th, within that time it has to be fulfilled of Zulhijjah. But on a more general sense, any act of goodness, any act of ibadat is part of this Qurban, is part of this offering to Allah Ta'ala. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, do this, both of you put forward an offering. And in that time, the method of giving some sacrifice and offering to Allah Ta'ala was not like we have it, how deen has made it easy for us. Slaughter it for Allah Ta'ala and you can consume it yourself too. This is Allah Ta'ala's grace on this ummah. That we're slaughtering that animal on Allah's command for Allah Ta'ala as a sacrifice. But then Allah says you can eat it also. That period of time it was that you offering some sacrifice, you go leave it at the hill of, at the foot of a mountain. And you leave it there, if it is accepted from the side of Allah Ta'ala, then a fire will descend from the skies and it will consume it. It will burn it up. Consume it, that's a sign of acceptance. And if it just got left untouched, that's a sign of rejection. Of Allah Ta'ala's grace again on this ummah, Allah Ta'ala kept our reality concealed. MashaAllah, everybody performs a qurbani, but who's really got accepted or not, we have no idea, and neither we know if anybody's got rejected too. Allah Ta'ala alone knows. We should be worried about ourselves and have good thoughts about others. So in any case, that was the procedure. That put forward this offering. And then whoever gets accepted, it means that he's on the right. And whoever gets rejected, then he's wrong. He must accept whatever has been already said to him. So in any case, both of them presented some offering. So Habil, he sacrificed an animal and he went and left it there. And Qabil was a farmer. He took some grains, maybe low quality grains too, whatever. He went and left it there on the side. The fire came and it consumed the offering and the sacrifice of Habil. And Qabil got left, just nothing, untouched. 1 day, 2 days. Now when it became obvious that this got rejected, so now he should have accepted. It's now so clear, there is nothing left to now be having any hesitation to accept it now. But this is where the problem comes, that when a person is not sincere, he doesn't have that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, a person is not really wanting to find the truth, person is not really wanting to get close to Allah Ta'ala, then something or the other will keep becoming an obstacle for him. He'll have some excuse or the other, and things will just continue in that manner. Rather than accept the truth, accept what's correct, do what's right, he'll find something or the other to do what's the opposite. So now this was clear cut, but despite being so clear cut, he now became more enraged. And he became more enraged, he now started threatening his brother. So Habil very calmly responded. And all he said is, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا. Allah Ta'ala says both of them put that offering forward. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. It was accepted from one, rejected from the other, not accepted. So now the person who got rejected, rather than respond in a positive manner, what he responded, قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. He started threatening him, I'm going to kill you now. Now you need to cut the story short. The best thing to do would be to kill you off. End of the story. Now this is the response that comes from nafs, from shaitan. That a person does not, he rejects the truth when it's glaring in front of him. So he started threatening, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. So Habil's response was, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That you saw what happened. You saw what got accepted and what got rejected. Something got accepted, Something got rejected. This is not just willy-nilly. It's just not haphazard. It's not just something, well, taking a chance. Allah Ta'ala has a system. Allah Ta'ala has a system. The system is, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala accepts from the muttaqeen. Allah Ta'ala accepts from the muttaqeen. The muttaqeen will be mukhlisin. They will have ikhlas. They will have taqwa. They will have the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. They will be refraining from what Allah Ta'ala has forbidden. So Allah accepts their deeds also. When they're refraining from what Allah has forbidden, Allah accepts their good actions. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. There are many very great virtues mentioned in the hadith for many amal. For example, in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَتْطُهُورُ شَطْرُ الْإِيمَانِ. Purity is half of iman. And then, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ تَمْلَأُ الْمِيزَانِ. One alhamdulillah. One alhamdulillah will fill the scales of good deeds. One alhamdulillah will fill the scales of good deeds. So I don't need to do anything more. Because if the scale of good deeds is full, that will be heavier. That is heavier, then I'm done. So it sounds, well, and then further it goes on, walhamdulillah, wa subhanallahi walhamdulillah, tamla'an, aw qala tamla'u ma bayna samawati wal ard. And subhanallahi walhamdulillah, these two kalimat together will fill the space between the heavens and earth in the reward. So now, done. What more do we need to do then? But the same rule applies in all these virtues, many, many great virtues. Kalimatani khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani fil habibatani ila al-rahman, thaqilatani fil mizan. Two kalimat and two statements, very, very light on the tongue, very beloved to Allah Ta'ala, very heavy on the scales. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim, subhanallah. Such a great reward and such a great virtue. And then so many other recitations, simple recitations. Person recites, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet. These kalimat can be added from other narrations as well. Wa huwa hayyun la yamud biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. In the marketplace, 1 million rewards. So now, half a day, one day a person is in the marketplace and he recited a few times. Whole day he recited, subhanallah, what can we imagine? Recited even a few times. 15, 20 times, 100 times. So what more than he needs to do? Nothing else then. But the same usul applies. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That these virtues are for the person of taqwa. That on the one side, he is making an effort to refrain from what Allah Ta'ala has forbidden. الطُّهُورُ شَطْرُ الْإِيمَانِ. Purity is half of iman. It's not confined to the external purity. Not confined to just the purity of ghusl and wudu, but the purity of the heart. That the person's heart is clean, clean of shirk, clean of all the other dirt and filth that lurks in the heart. Now with that pure heart, purity of the external self and purity of the inner self, with that pure heart, the pure tongue which has been kept clean from sin, and the pure mind, and the purity that has been now attained in all these ways, now with that consciousness and that purity, the person says, Alhamdulillah. He says, Subhanallah. This now fills the scales. Alhamdulillah, tamla'ul mizan. To the extent of that purity, it will bring this extent of reward. So now this is the usul, this is the rule. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. Allah Ta'ala accepts from the muttaqeen. Now Habil is giving him this message and lesson that look, this is the usul. Allah Ta'ala has made this the principle. Your qurbani, your sacrifice got rejected due to an obstacle from your side. You did a good act, but it didn't receive acceptance. It got rejected because you got barriers that you created. You put in the obstacles and barriers from the acceptance. So as a result, you did something but no acceptance. So if you change your way, you remove the barriers, you remove the obstacles, you'll receive the acceptance also. Submit to Allah Ta'ala, give up what Allah has forbidden, and you'll also receive the acceptance. So the obstacle is on your side, not from the side of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala hasn't committed zulm on anybody. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ Allah Ta'ala doesn't oppress anyone. The obstacle is from our side. So now this is the message and lesson that he gave for the... Allah Ta'ala preserved this for everybody because Allah Ta'ala inspired this message. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ And Allah is the knower of what's يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى He knows what's hidden, He knows what's concealed, what is open, everything Allah Ta'ala is aware of. So outwardly it might appear something, but the reality if it is something else, then Allah is aware. Allah is all-knowing. Allah Ta'ala knows the inner recesses of the heart. What is the level of ikhlas and sincerity in it? Or how much of name and fame is being sought out of this? What ulterior motive there might be in there? Or what extent of goodness of the heart it is being done with? All this is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is all aware. So, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Then he went on further to say something. Now this, he is giving very calmly this message. There's a threat against him. Threat of, your life will be taken. لَأَقْتُلَنَّكْ With emphasis, I will most certainly kill you. And he's very calmly saying to him, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Further on, he says, إِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِي يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ If you come forward, literally translated you, put your hand forward to kill me, I am not going to put my hand forward to kill you. If you come to harm me, I am not going to harm you. Defending oneself, Shariat has permitted the person to defend himself to the point of what doesn't cross the limit of now he becomes the oppressor. He said, you don't want to extend your hand to harm me, I am not going to extend my hand to harm you in any way. Why? Inni akhafu Allah Rabbal Alameen. What holds back a person? What keeps him despite being now oppressed, despite being the victim, despite being the one that's being hurt, but he's holding back out of concern that he mustn't cross the line. He has a certain limit, but he's worried I mustn't end up crossing the line in any way. What makes him do that? Inni akhafu Allah Rabbal Alameen. I fear Allah Ta'ala. The fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Alameen is all aware. Allah is the knower. I'm mazloom, I mustn't become zalim. I'm the oppressed, I mustn't become the oppressor in the process of trying to demand my right or do whatever. What is within the limit, I'm entitled to it. But very, very fine lines sometimes run around it. So now the khawf of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, I mustn't overstep the mark here. I will not do this. Inni akhafu Allah Rabbal Alameen. And if it's anything else, then rather, Inni uridu an tabu'a bi ithmi wa ithmika fatakuna min ashabin nar. I cannot take a chance. Rather, you take my sin and your sin and finish off in Jahannam. That is your choice. But I will not take a step that might put me in the wrong part of it. I will not do anything that will chance it. Can't take chances. This is very delicate. It could cost us akhirat. So I will not take any chances. Allah Ta'ala then further says, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِي Now all this is so glaring in front of him. Adam alayhi salam, it was not even necessary for him to go to this extra mile to try and convince him. Because it was a clear cut thing. He's a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He finished, give it to them clearly. Who's going to marry who? But he's not accepting it. But just to try and get him to understand, he went the extra mile and had this done. That now you can see it for your own self, with your own eyes, it's glaring. But now despite all this, he is still just persistent on the wrong. Allah Ta'ala says, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِي Now the Quran Sharif doesn't mention these incidents for the sake of the incident. As mentioned already right at the beginning, it's the ibrat. And the Quran Sharif relates it in the manner of ibrat. So one is, he still went and did the deed. He still went and killed his brother. Allah says, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِي That beware of this. That what made him finally do it? His nafs prompted him to go and kill his brother. His nafs prompted him. The warning is, watch out for the nafs. That this nafs doesn't die. Ramzan comes, i'tikaf happens, person goes for hajj, person goes for umrah, person goes out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Another good environment, he had a chance to now work on his heart and subdue the nafs. But that nafs didn't die and doesn't die. It just gets subdued. It becomes meek. It becomes overwhelmed, overpowered because now of the constant effort that was made, because of the constant deprivation that the nafs suffered. It was desiring the haram and is being deprived. The person, mashallah, was in the right environment. He was in the environment of i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan. He's enjoying the Mubarak time and moments of Ramadan. He's out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He's gone for hajj. So now for the constant deprivation, the nafs became weak. Became very weak. Doesn't have any strength now to really push the person in a direction. But he's not dead. All the weakness and whatever, but he's not dead. And it just gets a little bit of just hydration from somewhere. He's probably dehydrated. Just some little bit of hydration from somewhere and starts stirring. That well-known incident of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, the example he gave of this snake catcher. He went out into the mountains and found this huge snake which was frozen stiff. It was not dead. So he brought it now. It seemed like it was dead. He brought it. Now he put it down and he's boasting about it. Look what kind of snake I caught. Now, such a huge serpent, and everybody is fascinated, all came around and they're observing this and really fascinated. You are really a master snake catcher and you caught such a huge snake. But now while it was lying there, it was now not anymore on the mountaintop where it was freezing cold. Now it was in the middle of the day with some of the rays of the sun also falling on it. And after a short while, some heat came. So it started stirring. And some movement came. As soon as that slight movement came, everybody disappeared. The snake catcher disappeared also. He's also, all his expertise and all his bravery and everything which he was boasting about, all that too ran away with him. But now that's the lesson Marhum Rahmatullah Alayh gives. That look, while it was frozen stiff, person could boast a lot about it. Look at me and look at how I did this and that. Because he caught a frozen snake. So while that nafs is frozen, he's beginning to think too much about himself. Look how I woke up for tahajjud then, how I did this and how I did that, and how I walked through the street and I didn't even cast one wrong, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. But not a point of any boasting. And not one moment of ujb and vanity. That me and I did this and I'm somebody. Little bit of heat that nafs gets. Is nafse ammara ka koi barosa nahi hai zahid. Ye farishta bhi ho jaye to usse badguma rehna. Pope says that this nafse ammara, don't trust it for one moment. It becomes an angel also. It becomes an angel, you still be suspicious about it. Because this, any time it just gets a little bit of some heat from somewhere, it starts stirring. And now the person is feeling very relaxed, no caution anymore. He's thinking he's accomplished now, and there that nafs will bite him. That snake of the nafs will now bite with its poisonous fangs into him, and Allah forbid from where to where the person goes. So now this is the message Allah is giving us. فَتَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ. That his nafs prompted him to go ahead and kill his brother, which he went and did. فَقَتَلَهُ فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, فَقَتَلَهُ, we killed him. Outcome. He killed him to try and now clear his own path and open the way for himself. That he now thought, well, this will solve my problem. And I'll get what I want now. But Allah says, فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He turned out to be the loser. He turned out to be the loser. He killed his brother, he lost his brother. He lost the support of a brother. He lost the company and the, well, whatever other benefits will come of having a brother aside, alongside. All that went away. He killed his brother, he lost his parents in the process. Because their child was murdered. So meaning he lost their good, their compassion towards him. He lost that love for him. He lost all the good feelings for him. He became a source of their pain and difficulty. the pain and difficulty that they're now experiencing out of this, the grief. So he lost out on his parents. He lost out his own peace of mind now. Because all this turmoil is now going to unfold. It's not that well, he did something and he'll carry on with life. The result of this will be his own peace of mind will be lost. His own itminan, itminanul qalb, will be completely gone. It will vanish. Nothing will come right. And this is the effect of every wrong. This is the effect of every sin. That the sin brings loss. For that moment, shaitan puts a deception on the person. Do it and get away with it. Don't worry, nothing will happen. And you too sharp and you are too smart. But it will never ever bring anything but loss. People in sin, they even lose their sleep because they caught up in sin. So they lost that sleep. They lost that sleep, now they can't function the next day. This is one part of it, one small bit of it. Now they lost the sleep because half the night came out in that haram. Now the next morning they can't function correctly. Person can't focus on his work. So now he lost out on that benefit that would have come out of working properly, working correctly. Now he's making blunders and mistakes. He can't do the right thing. He's adding 2 plus 2, he's getting 22. He just can't focus on anything correctly. And that 22 is not bringing him anything. He's getting in trouble for it. So now, that is just one bit of it, the loss of dunya that came as a result. Now he can't, his mind is all not focused also, then the deprivation of sleep, so now he's very irritable. So now he's fighting with everybody. Smallest things now, he's losing his cool, he's irritated, he's fighting with his wife, he's fighting with his employer, he's fighting with people, his colleagues, he's fighting with anyone on the street. So one thing leads to another, and that to another. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Allah says he became a loser. Every sin brings loss. Then he lost out in dunya. He lost the respect in dunya also. Till today, everybody will read the Quran Sharif, they'll read about this. Look at what this person did. He lost the akhirat as well. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that till Qiyamah, any murder that takes place, Qabil will get a share of the sin also. Till Qiyamah, any murder takes place, Qabil will get it. The person who committed the murder will also be sinful. And Qabil, he's gone, Allah knows best how many thousands and hundreds of thousands of years ago, he'll get a share of the sin because he started off this entire evil of committing murder. He was the first person to have committed murder. As a result, he became the means of the starting of. He will share a portion of the sin. Now, subhanallah, lost fa asbaha min al khasirin. The Quran Sharif gives one line, fa asbaha min al khasirin. But we can never get to the depth of this. No matter, whatever we spoke doesn't even scratch the surface. Forget scratch the surface. Doesn't even scratch the surface. We will never be able to fathom what Allah has declared, fa asbaha min al khasirin. He became the loser. What extent of loss, our minds can't fathom. Loss in dunya, loss in akhirat. Loss in dunya also, not in any one particular dimension only. In so many different ways. Allah is giving us a message, one line. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِ Part of a line. The lesson, don't dabble in haram. We are all insan, we are weak, we make mistakes. But as soon as a person has erred, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Beg Allah's forgiveness. Make sincere tawbah. Shed tears of remorse and regret. Allah's doors of mercy are wide open. Allah Ta'ala accepts. In Allah Ta'ala, His doors, in Allah Azza wa Jal, يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغْرْغِرْ As long as that pangs of death are not there, the tawbah Allah is waiting to accept. And in one hadith sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيهُ النَّهَارِ This is figurative, like a parent now waiting with outstretched arms for the child who went away, ran away, whatever. He said, he's coming back. Come, you welcome. Allah Ta'ala welcomes the person who sinned in the day, but now came now back in the night with regret and remorse. Allah welcomes him. Subhanallah. And the person who sinned in the night, but he made sincere tawbah, the day started and he realized, what did I do? Allah welcomes him. So Allah is ready to accept that tawbah. But if we delay it, then we're inviting that loss and the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqin was one very, very fundamental lesson that we were given in this, that Allah accepts from the muttaqin. So the message and the lesson, we have to inculcate taqwa. This is the ongoing theme, month of Ramadan, Qurbani also. لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِيَّنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is the taqwa that reaches Allah Ta'ala. Allah is not in need of anything. But Allah, the taqwa reaches Him, meaning that ikhlas, that sincerity, that goodness of the heart, the taqwa and the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is what Allah appreciates. Allah accepts that and rewards the person then. This is the same message. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And then this particular aspect to etch it on our hearts. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ As a result of what? فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِي. Followed the prompting of the nafs. The nafs prompted, he followed. The nafs prompted, the nafsul ammara bisu. That nafs that incites towards evil. That nafs prompted, and he complied. The end result of that, فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That is what we have to keep making an effort to suppress that nafs, not to give in to the demands of the nafs. Giving in to the demands of the nafs is to invite this loss. And then further, just to round up this quickly, Allah Ta'ala then says, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْأَةَ أَخِي. Now this was the first death. There's a lot of firsts in this particular incident. The first sin that was committed on earth before the murder. The murder happened as a second sin. But the first sin that was committed on earth, according to some mufassirin, deduced from this particular incident, was the sin of hasad. Was the sin of jealousy. That now he became, Qabil became jealous. And that jealousy prompted him to took him to this level. That it now made him commit murder. And some say that the first sin committed on the heavens also was hasad, before even takabbur. Iblis, the takabbur came as step two. First he became hasid over Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. This person created from dust, and now he's been given this honor, already the hasad came in. And then the takabbur also came. So now this is how terrible and evil this sin is, that where it takes a person to, and how it throws him away from the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that now the person starts acting upon this. It destroys his dunya, destroys his peace of mind, destroys his akhirat, destroys everything. Khasira dunya wal akhirah. So, here Allah ta'ala says now, this first death, there was never a death before. And now he sees his brother lying dead. What to do with this now? What's to be done? So Allah ta'ala sent one crow. And there was another crow with it dead. So that crow started digging into the ground, and then it pushed that dead crow in and it buried it. But now in this was a humiliation for him, a disgrace for him. And he realized that he thought, I was somebody, it's me, I can do this and I'll sort it out and I'll clear my path for myself. Now he was helpless, he doesn't know what to do. One lowly creature, one bird came and taught him what to do. So as the I went away, and I'm somebody and I'm something, he became in need of the guidance of one lowly creature compared to insan, who doesn't have that sharafat and that honor and dignity that insan has. Allah Ta'ala sent that crow. Now he sees this and he says, yeah, that what a ajeeb thing. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْأَةَ أَخِيهِ قَالَ يَا وَيْلَتَا أَعَجَزْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِثْلَ هَذَا الْغُرَابِ. I couldn't even be thinking like this. Little bird, I didn't have this much of intelligence also. This bird has that understanding that now its fellow bird died, it must bury it. I couldn't think this for myself. Allah Ta'ala made him realize. But now sometimes a person, فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, when he has been now written out in the court of Allah Ta'ala as a loser, then he loses his mind, he loses his thinking, he loses his understanding, he loses as a result his morality, he loses his shame, he loses his respect, he loses everything, and he still doesn't think he lost anything. He loses his dunya, he loses his akhirat. But the mind gets overcome with whatever the wrongs are and so on in such a way that the person after losing everything still feels he lost nothing. That is the most severe loss. That a person then where he's going to look for to find his way out when he thinks he lost nothing. So this is the message the Quran Sharif is giving us, that we must turn to Allah Ta'ala. Taqwa, this is the foundation of everything. This taqarrub ilallah, this qurbani, taqarrub ilallah, getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, is on the foundation of taqwa. Allah accepts from the muttaqeen. And to the extent of taqwa, then these simple a'mal also will be these huge, gigantic rewards. The rewards that we can't imagine, but on the foundation of taqwa. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala bless us with this taqwa, bless us with ikhlas, bless us with all the noble and true and beautiful qualities of adorning the soul. Allah ta'ala cleanse our hearts and souls from all the evil qualities and make us among his true and obedient servants. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. يسعد دروج الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم واعف وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. إله العالمين يا الله, most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of the day and night, Ya Allah. Forgive what we did mistakenly and deliberately, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, cleanse us out of all evils and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, shower your rahmat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, guide us and the entire ummah to those actions and bring your rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us and the entire ummah from such actions and bring down azab. Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you grant us afiyat in deen, Ya Allah, grant afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you protect us, Ya Allah, protect one and all, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, guide us all to your pleasure, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from everything that earns your displeasure, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, cleanse our hearts out from all the evils and vices, Ya Allah, from all the haram love, Ya Allah, from the ego, Ya Allah, from all the love of dunya, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, put the zeal of amal in our hearts, Ya Allah, the love of akhirat in our hearts, Ya Allah, the love of jannat, Ya Allah, the love of seeing you in jannat, Ya Allah, Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, Allahumma rzuqna hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa hubba amali yuballighuna hubbak, اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد إله العالمين يا الله يا الله you grant us the tawfiq of performing our 5 times salah with jama'ah يا الله with خشوع and خضوع يا الله in the manner that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم taught يا الله إله العالمين يا الله make salah the coolness of our eyes يا الله إله العالمين يا الله Allah enable us to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance daily يا الله let us be forever in your remembrance يا الله إله العالمين save us from all the sins and vices يا الله cleanse our hearts out of all the sins يا الله إله العالمين all those who are sick give them shifa kamila ajila mustamirra daima Ya Allah, remove every trace of the rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those in any kind of difficulty and hardship, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, those in any anxiety, grief, worry, sorrow, Ya Allah, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Fill the heart with itminan and sukoon, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those in any kind of hardship, Ya Allah. Those in financial problems, Ya Allah. Remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant barakat in each one's rizq, Ya Allah. Grant abundant halal and tayyib rizq filled with barakat, Ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever other difficulties and hardships anybody is experiencing, Ya Allah, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are in any difficulty, Ya Allah, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where the Muslims are being oppressed, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove the oppression from them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, hold back the hands of the oppressors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not decreed, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, break their hands, break them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you grant afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, our brothers and sisters of Palestine, Ya Allah. Allah, you grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Allah, you protect them, Ya Allah. You safeguard them, Ya Allah. Allahumma at'imhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma at'imhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. Allahumma at'imhum min ju' wa aminhum min khawf. Ya Allah, you strengthen them against their enemies, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you seize their enemy, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You strengthen the mujahideen, Ya Allah. Grant them victory, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah that defeated the army of Abraha, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah that made Fir'aun get drowned, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you are the same Allah that killed Abu Jahl, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we have changed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our asking is no more asking, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our words are all filled with so much of evil, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we are lacking the taqwa, Ya Allah. The taqwa and that effect of the heart, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, remove all the barriers that we have put, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us those who ask like the people who asked before, Ya Allah. Those who turn to you among the Sahaba, Ya Allah. The pious predecessors, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, your power is still the same power, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your qudrat is still the same qudrat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we beg for afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg for afiyat for ourselves, Ya Allah. For every Muslim throughout the earth, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of all that, Ya Allah, which pleases you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and send down your rahmat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who raise their hands to this dua. Ya Allah, all who asked us to make dua for them. Fulfill each one's jais needs and pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Remove each one's grief, anxiety, sorrow, worry, Ya Allah.
Ilahul Alameen, grant shifa to one and all, Ya Allah. All those are sick, give them shifa, kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah grant barakah to each one, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, our greatest need, Ya Allah. Greatest need is to become yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, remove us from the clutches of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Allah, you take us into your mercy, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with your mahabbat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.